Just want to congratulate a few people that certainly deserve it. It's been a long time since the end of the season when we got to talk to the media. So I want to start off congratulating Charles Tillman and his wife Jackie and their family on Charles winning the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award, an award that's richly deserved. And we all celebrate in the things that Charles has done, and a much-deserved award for him. Also want to congratulate our players that made the Pro Bowl. Brandon Marshall, the only person in NFL history to have seven straight 1,000-yard seasons. It's quite an accomplishment and should be celebrated. Matt Forte, season-high rushing, catching, and TDs back in the Pro Bowl. Richly deserved. Tim Jennings, 13 picks in the last 2 years, back-to-back Pro Bowls, second only to Richard Sherman in the NFL in the number of interceptions. Alshon Jeffrey, Pro Football Writers Association Most Improved Player of the Year, should be congratulated on that and making the Pro Bowl. Did a great job getting his body and mind ready to demonstrate the skills that he had that got derailed a little bit his first year due to injury. Very proud of Alshon and his efforts. Kyle Long has come a long ways from people throwing pencils against the wall in terms of his pick to where he's at now, and he's richly deserved of that spot. A lot of hard work and effort. He's come a long ways for a guy that had a very limited playing background. Very proud of him, and I hope he's listening, and if he is on his butt, he gets off his butt and keeps working out there in California. Wanted to say congratulations to them, and also wanted to congratulate our new radio station in our market. We now have three full-time all sports radio stations. I believe it's called The Game. It's on 87.7 FM in our market. I'm sure that ESPN 1000 and 670 The Score are glad that they're there, because competition makes us all better in all areas. So congratulations to them. And I know, I don't know if David's here or not, but David Haw's probably going to be picking up a lot of checks in Indy and Chicago for a while, because he's, you know, rolling in new money with his new assignment. We're all proud of him. Yeah, you know, what we went through this search is to make sure that to improve our team on the defensive side of the ball, that if we made coaching changes, it was an effort to get the most experienced coaches that have a high demanding style that will hold our veteran players accountable and have this necessary skill set to develop young players. Okay? We want to win championships, so we want to get the best coaches available. We're very excited about Paul Pasqualoni coming in, Reggie Herring, and we're excited about bringing Joe Kim in a consultant or specialist role as part of that mix. Not difficult. It's, you know, it's part of the process of getting better. I'll say this. I think we have a history of we're not afraid to take calculated risk, and we'll continue to do that. We'll continue to find players that have upside skills, that have good ceilings in terms of athletically speed and size, and we'll piece it together. Obviously, there's a plan in place. It started with signing several veteran players back at the end of the year, and it's the next step was making sure that our coaching staff was aligned correctly with experience and the skill sets that, regardless of who we draft or bring in as a UFA, street, from Canada, from Arena League, that they have the skills to enhance what the positive traits of that player are and to fit it into our system of defense. That's why we went with more experienced coaches that have numerous stays and stops and positive experiences running 43, 34, multiple front defenses. That it gives us the same flexibility that our offensive staff gives us. And one of the go back to your question, one of the biggest reasons we hired Mark as our head coach, because he had demonstrated ability to take the positive skills that players have and mold it into something positive and to positively produce on the field and win championships. And that we want that same on our defense. I'm sure that they will be, Brad, some of them, but that's a step-by-step process. Obviously, we had a high number of contracts that expired, and those players want their opportunity to get in the open market, and that's okay. That's good. That's good for both sides. It allows better conversations. You have a better feel for market value. You know, the number one job of a front office collectively is to always know the player's market. The number one job of an agent is to always know the player's market. So when those are established at times with certain players, it makes the conversations better, they're more fluid, and we can come to a conclusion quicker. Yeah, Jeff, I'll tell you where this is what we envision. Shea is going to move to linebacker, but Shea will be used in multiple roles, wherever his skills will take him. He's a perfect candidate to be on the field all downs in some capacity, whether that's blitzing, rushing, playing against the run and run personnel. But he's going to have to compete for his job. He's going to have to win that job. And he could win that job at Sam. He could win that job at Mike. Okay? That competition right now is John Bostic, it's Kasim Green, and it's Shea. Obviously, we feel that Lance Briggs is our weak backer starter. If we add back, you know, a DJ Williams or another player, that player will be involved in that competitive mix. And it's best person wins those two spots. So, you know, we're excited about the competition. That's what makes your team better. And we're excited that we have players that possess enough talent that whoever wins can help us win championships.